This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's going to be another couple of weeks, 3 weeks and a day, technically, until we get another update on the labor market. Last we heard, the unemployment rate in this economy, after being at or near record lows, was starting to scoot back up 3.8% in August. And as we told you at the time, that was mostly for good reason. More people getting back into the labor force looking for jobs. But here's the thing. Interest rates are high and are going to stay there for a bit. The economy is good, but consumers, spending though they are, as we saw with retail sales today, consumers still have a little bit of agita. And more to the point, the Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, should have been the modifier there. The CBO says the unemployment rate is going to keep going up nearly a full percentage point to 4.7% by the end of the year. The Fed says 4.5%, but you catch my drift. Even though those are still historically on the low side for unemployment, it is going to be a big deal for this economy and the workers in it if and when it happens, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
No one's talking about getting to double-digit Great Recession or early pandemic levels of unemployment this time around. But still, a rise of around 1% in unemployment would mean an additional 1.6 million Americans out of work, losing income, facing tough times. People like Bianca Bice. She's 33, an African-American union construction worker who was recently laid off from her $1,000-a-week job in Chicago. I reached her in her car making deliveries.
Right now I'm doing Instacart. It's about for unemployment.
The gig work is helping her make ends meet until her unemployment comes through.
I need money now. Not to say I can't be patient, but I need gas. I got to eat tonight. I got to eat tomorrow.
Now, a moderate rise in unemployment, with more people looking for work, isn't a big problem, as long as they eventually find it, says University of Michigan economist Betsy Stevenson. What would worry her?
Where a large share of the population is unable to find work, or they're losing work, finding themselves unemployed because they've been laid off.
Stevenson says that as headline unemployment rises, we'll need to keep an eye on how much more it rises for vulnerable groups, young workers, women in low-wage occupations, workers with less than a high school education, and Black workers.
An unemployment rate going up to 4.7%, you know, you could be talking about a 9% unemployment rate for African Americans, and it's hard to understand why that's ever necessary for any economy.
Tulane University economist Gary Hoover notes that even in the supposedly good labor market we've had recently, Black workers' unemployment rate has remained around double that of white workers.
Maybe the labor market never was as tight as we presumed when we still had this very high unemployment rate from a group of workers who were able and willing and looking to enter into the workforce.
Disproportionate jobless rates will ripple through the larger economy, says Michelle Evermore, an expert on unemployment insurance at the Century Foundation. And she says anyone who gets laid off now is likely to have a rougher time than they would have during the pandemic or in recessions before that.
We have many states with less than 12% of unemployed people able to access benefits. And the replacement rate, or the amount of income replaced, continues to trend down. So you have states like Arizona, where the maximum weekly benefit is $240.
Back in Chicago, Bianca Bice will be getting $400 a week in unemployment, a bit lower than the national average and less than half what she was earning before she got laid off. Bice is optimistic she'll return to construction work soon. She knows that with her training in a skilled trade and opportunities through her union, her prospects are better than in her previous job as an entry-level Amazon worker.
I'm not worried because I have been through a lot of my life worse than this before. At this point, I just keep it moving, keep my head up.
In addition to picking up delivery work, she's also doing some volunteer carpentry for a nonprofit these days to keep her skills fresh. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.